Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it, welcome back to That Show About Nothing. This is that guy, Eric X, along with my nigga, Aaron the Misfit, a.k.a. 2AG. I think I do that shit backwards every time. But anyway, how you feeling, my brother? Get you both your aliases out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. 2AG today. I'm chilling.
You picking one?
I'm picking one. Because, you know, Aaron Misfit, he's more of a nicer guy and chill. I feel like in an asshole mood right now, so I'm going to be 2AG.
Oh, so there we go. That's what we on today?
Yeah, I'm on the asshole mood, man. I'm in a tight mood where I titty fuck a bitch while she breastfeeding the baby.
God, you you had to force that in?
I had to. It was right there. I feel like it was right there. That wasn't even no force in. The lane was open. So I said, I just drove it in there.
I feel you, bro. Straight off the Wayne album.
Yeah, straight off of it. It's a funeral. It's a funeral.
Yeah, and you really want to talk about that or keep it going?
You know what? We can.
All right, for me,
it's a hot topic. It's fresh. It's fresh out there in the world, so.
It gave me what I wanted on the ride down here. Yeah, it felt like old Wayne for a little bit. And it's just not breaking down lyrics or bars or whatever.
But you have to break down how far the ride was, actually.
So it was about a 30-minute ride. So after about 30 minutes, so it could have been 10 songs as far as I'm concerned.
It was 20.
Because when I got here and you continued to play it, it lost me. A lot of it just wasn't for me.
What part were you in of the album
I don't even remember. Again, I'm just driving. I ain't even paying attention to it breaking down what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
But I think I got to the one with, Takeoff or something like that.
That was a good song. I like that song.
I think that was it.
I like that song.
Where is it? No, I don't think I made it to 14. I must have heard that in here. I got to the one with 2 Chainz. I know that for a fact. So, yeah, I might have made it literally to the Takeoff intro or the beginning, whenever Takeoff started rapping.
So what number was that?
That was 14.
That was 14?
Yeah.
Should have ended right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You probably could have shifted some of the other songs around.
Yeah, you could have got some of the, you didn't really feel that the Adam Levine song. Right?
And I don't think like Adam Levine is like not a bad artist, nothing. I just don't think vocally he was good for that particular song.
And it seemed like they had been done it and just, he just kept it on the track list or whatever.
Straight up, this is what I think. I think that Wayne got woken up out of his world, like everybody got, you know what I mean? Because the tragic news that happened, you know?
Right.
And Wayne was like,
I'm putting something up.
He was like, Mac, man, what year is it?
Swizz got it.
Since 2018, man, I can't believe, man, it's fucking crazy, man. He just retired. Dwayne, it's 2020. It's 2020, dog. Yeah, it's 2020. I should drop an album. And the nigga just said, go get my flash drive. Had this shit already on the flash drive.
He probably had it on a floppy disk or something.
That's how old it was.
Somebody load up Windows 98. We about to drop one, baby.
Get Manny fresh in. But nah, yo, I think he.
Where's baby? Who took baby?
What's up, baby? But nah, he fucking been recorded that album. Like it sounded like a lot of it sounded old, and probably he did. He probably recorded like a few new tracks for that.
It sounds like these are because it was tracks a couple jokes when he said
funeral on there.
It's a couple tracks where it just feel like it didn't make other albums, and he was just like, man, throw that shit together and get these niggas one more. Like you were saying, he might have owed that Universal album or something.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know like what his contract entails, because anytime somebody drops something like this, I'm like, okay, it was just, they're just fulfilling the obligation, because it doesn't, like, Wayne hasn't had an album since the Carter 3.
A real album.
Yeah, where it felt like an album.
Yeah, where it actually had some context and flow.
I was like, maybe Carter 4, I had to go back and listen to it, but.
Is the argument that Carter Force is greatest album, or is it Carter
Fuck
3?
No.
I mean, not to us, because I'm a Carter 2, Carter 1 guy.
Yeah, I'm a Carter 2, Carter 1. No, but the majority would say, the vast majority say 3.
Carter 3?
And I say musically, it probably was his best album, because it was like,
or whatever,
it rounded sounds, sonically, yeah, like, good. musical-wise, it was probably his best one. But me, as a Wayne listener, I'm like, Carter 2 or 1.
And that's literally why the early part of the album got me. Strictly off nostalgia. It felt like older Wayne. And I was like, man, all right, cool.
And
I'm getting what I want. I don't know if the masses are getting what they want. That might be the back half. I don't know.
And like, even to us, like, well, at least to me, like, the Carter 3 was like the beginning of towards the decline.
Yeah,
and
the
shit.
Decline for
because
us anyway.
For all you youngsters who don't like, I was listening to I was on Twitter. I read this on to Ish. I was like, this dude was like, I've been a diehard Wayne fan since 2007. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta remember. Me and Ian are early 30s, so and you know, just fucking motherfuckers that were born in 2000 are 20 now. Right. So
no boy.
Exactly. Yeah. So you gotta
literally, they're turning
20 this year. So it's like,
man, that's crazy.
They don't know Mixtape Weezy. They don't know that greatness. Like, they didn't get to see that. Like, you know how older heads talk about...
Were you getting a mixtape a week? Like, that shit.
And the shit that he was saying, like...
DJs was pimping, isn't it? They were literally getting bread off of someone else's work.
The shit that he did with the fucking... Like, with the... That when he took that Mike Jones song and made it like
he was taking nigga's song literally like once
you
heard his
to the motherfucking limit, that was it, dog.
Once he did your track, it no longer belonged to you.
Only reason why he couldn't take Upgrade because it was Beyonce.
Yeah,
he couldn't take it, but he did that shit so good that it was like, you may not be a model, but I can front page. You're like,
maybe let me upgrade,
shit,
dog. You probably like memories, nigga.
Yeah, I kind of want to listen to that song.
Riding in the lap.
Big balls and they jangle like a lot of keys.
My shit, senior year was to pull up and listen to Alphabet Bitches. And wait for girls to pass and hopefully it was time right. I'm not going to say who I was.
Who those you were trying to time it towards?
Yeah.
For all those kids that were born in 2000. All right, late 90s, you guys missed some phenomenal shit.
You really should go back, man.
You really should. Like, the Wayne that you guys heard and grew up and loved, that's not Wayne. The best Wayne. Wasn't Wayne in his best
form.
We're
not talking Wayne that birthed Young Thug. We're talking
Yeah,
Wayne,
we're not talking about the Young Thug
Wayne. Wayne that was arguably the best rapper.
Yeah, at that point, when he said he was the best rapper alive, that shit was true. At one time, that nigga was the best fucking nobody was doing, could do, or did do what he had was doing at the time.
And like, even the nigga, like, when they be like, oh, Gilly wrote for him, it's like, well, Gilly ain't do this shit.
Yeah, that was the Carter 1. Yes. This is way after the Carter 1. Like, at this point, he took that shit, ran with it, and...
It's like, nigga, you should have never gave him that style.
You fucked up.
Niggas in Philly wasn't rocking with Gilly for a little bit. It was divided in Philly.
Hold on, we're just gonna take a little, just a
man,
short pause, so they can hear the greatness. But I ain't got loud enough to do it.
Yeah,
that nigga kind of looked like Samuel L. Jackson too. I just noticed that on the Bone Thugs video. The nigga that killed Uncle Charles.
Oh, the bald head nigga.
The bald head nigga. Don't look like
no nigga. He looks like a broke ass Shaft is what you're getting at because he got all black. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The nigga did. Go back and watch the video. If you just like not paying attention, you glimpse up real quick. You're like, oh shit, Samuel Jackson.
This nigga literally just said, if you don't really see it, he looks like Samuel L. Jackson. No, he looks like a bald head Shaft. Not the Samuel L. Jackson one.
He kind of did look like Sam. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Alright, but to wrap Wayne up, album was what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he gave us something. Let's just appreciate it, I guess. It was force more so.
I'm never going to get this again. So any of us who are thinking this,
listen to your old
all the people that graduated in the mid and late 2000s and shit. This shit is over. You're never going to hear this again. So yeah, he's going to say dope shit, which we got. He was saying some dope,
a lot of
really
dope and
dope,
funny shit.
That's what you're going to get from Wayne. You're not going to get. I don't expect to get a Please Don't Shoot Me Down, which was on the Carter 3, which like I said was strong then. But I'm gonna get lines like that. Because it was like, what song? What was he saying when I was like, yo, what the fuck does that even mean? Oh, He's like Pee-wee Herman, Tina Turner.
Something.
Shopping Paris, yeah. Driving German. I understand that part, but what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. And I do drugs, and I don't even know what the fuck Pee-wee Herman or Tina Turner
means. That was literally like, I can say anything. Watch this.
Watch what I do.
A lot of niggas going to be like, man, I'm feeling that shit.
But it was like, yeah, it was cool. It was just like, he had a lot of lines, and just it was entertaining. I beat you with the pistol so you know the serial number, so I memorize the serial number. The nigga was saying some dope shit, but, like, I don't know. I need growth out of artists, dude, and it's like, I need artists to grow with me. Because it's like, you can't continue to try to...
Technically, he's 10 years younger than what he is, because he ain't put out shit forever.
Oh, yeah. So that was still 20-year-old Wayne that we were listening to. Yeah, real shit. So, you know what? He gave me... okay. Yeah. So, we kind of got to both go. Everybody got to go back. Because it was just like, you know, it's funny. It was funny, it's entertaining, but I just, me, personally...
It wasn't what you wanted.
I'm not going to continue to ride around listening to that. I'm going to go back and listen to certain songs. But for the most part, I'm not, like...
Honestly, I'll probably give you one more listen. And if anything doesn't grab me, it's pretty much going to be shelved.
Yeah, but it was still entertaining.
Now, I still ride around to the Carter, too.
I do, too.
But that's just me.
One or two. And that was... But we say growth, but that's... Are we growing? Because we listening to the old shit, like, nostalgic, like...
Not nostalgic, it's what we want to hear.
Yeah. Because it was just, I guess, our taste.
And you kind of said it best, because when you listen to that Yo Gotti, well, we started it, you were like, this sounds like grown man shit, and that sounds like some more childish shit.
Yeah, because...
Oh, and the other thing you touched on, I'll let you hit it, the drug usage.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
This is more your lane anyway.
Yeah, you know, this is my lane, baby. But back to being an old album, this was already pre-recorded. This wasn't like, he didn't do this shit in the last 6 months.
I don't think he talked the same.
I don't think he recorded the shit in the last 6 months. Because first thing I pointed out was like a month or two ago, niggas was like, oh, I'm done with no more perks, Zannies, Lean, or none of that shit after Juice WRLD died. And then you just go, I was just in the Wayne zone. I was like,
I'll never put the Lean down. Pride for my cold dead ass.
Pride for my cold dead ass. I was like, God damn.
Then he said, I'm so numb, I damn near bit my tongue. Some shit like that. He was like,
I'm
fucking a bitch raw. I can't feel nothing.
Said, I'm an activist. I got time to be hyperactive or some shit, whatever. But you know what? I won't even use Wayne as an example because that was that like this is probably pre-recorded. But I guarantee if I go listen to somebody's new shit or a new
song,
absolutely, it's gonna be some like drug use.
Because honestly,
shit. And when I was selling, he was like, nigga,
it can't be both.
Them niggas not gonna stop using drugs.
It can't be,
especially the drugs they're using, because it's not that simple. It's not that simple. It's hard for me to quit using weed. So I know niggas that's fucking
pop. You don't use weed, you smoke weed.
I know you don't use weed. How do you use weed?
Now you sound like a druggie. For
now
real.
Now you sound like a druggie, yeah. But for a nigga that's popping perps, I said perps. popping perks and Zannies and fucking like
you don't
activists
just quit.
And shit, you can't just quit that shit, dog. It's, especially if you do it habitually, it's hard.
Shit,
it's
hard. The withdrawal alone will drive you back to it.
Because it's like, it's dopish. It's dopish. Like, especially activists, like, you're doing dope. That's why, me personally, all right. Motherfuckers ain't gonna be real with you like this, but I will. If you gonna do drugs, you gotta do it in spurts. You can't do like activists and Percocets all the fucking time, dude. You're gonna get addicted to that shit. Yo. Trust me. Like, I can do 330s right now, and I won't fuck with the shit for like months if I want to.
Because you don't do it consistently enough.
Well, dude, I won't do it because it's just, yeah, like, I'm not going to let my body do it, like, tolerance. Like, I'll binge on it. Mm. I'll binge on it. It's a couple of days while I'm doing this shit, and then I'm out of there.
So, in the words of T.O.G., binge, don't be consistent. Yeah.
Binge, don't do it fucking habitually. Don't be a habitual drug user. Binge. That's it. Drink, same thing with drinking. Don't fucking drink all the fucking time. You ain't got to drink every weekend. Drink one, get really fucked up one weekend in a month, and then don't drink after that. And if you're going to drink, just like have a couple, some glasses of wine a day or some shit. Just, you know what I mean? Some wine or some shit. But don't get like fucking trashed and shit every fucking weekend. You ain't gotta do that shit. One weekend is cool. But get really fucked up and make sure you don't drive.
Don't drive.
Don't drive.
Don't get really fucked up. Just get a buzz and relax.
Damn. No, fuck that. Get fucked up. Enjoy life. Get really fucked up, but don't drive. Because I'm not saying that, like, you're going to run somebody off the road and kill somebody. You might be like me, a great drunk driver. But you don't want to get pulled over. Because it sucks paying that shit, dog. And having that shit on your fucking your record.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Like, having a fucking DUI on the record.
If you, I'm going to tell you like this. If you can't, this is how you know if you can afford to drink and drive or not. You better have $5,000 to $10,000 stacked for a good lawyer when you don't get it on your record.
Yeah. Because once that shit's on your
it's
record.
It's on there.
If it's you and a child molester going up for a job, then they're going to be like, hey, man, this nigga touched kids, but he got his license. No, he just can't drive around school zones and shit.
You can't drive the truck at all, baby.
we got to go around school zones, but you can't drive the truck at all, my brother. So we can't insure you. We can insure this diddler, but we can't insure you. Don't get a fucking DUI. It's bad. It'll suck. Then it'll be like... Yeah, something that small and minuscule can fuck up your shit and ruin your whole life.
Ruin your whole life, man.
I can't read a fucking meme in the middle of me trying to talk and remember what points I'm making. Come on, guys. Fuck is wrong? Just terrible, terrible fucking calls.
Nigga, like, no one would have knew anything.
That's how I said it. But I couldn't read it because I'm
this
trying to concentrate.
Can multitask, and then he picks up his phone to start reading.
Because like, I'm realizing I heard a lot of these songs that's on this album.
Oh, I'm not paying attention to them. Oh, yeah, I have heard this, though.
Yeah, it was a couple of shows I heard. Not called Pulse. I had a song called Pulse.
Photoshoot. Oh, it says Photoshoot.
It says Photoshoot. Okay. It's called.
Yeah, but you said you had some topics for today. Let's go ahead and get into that.
I already did talk about two of them, motherfuckers.
Ray Dwayne album, I guess. It's cool for the beginning. And
oh, you got me back on my... They'll be back on the track and shit.
You're welcome.
Alright, now we're going to talk about the Wayne song. What was it? It wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. Eminem dropped his song.
I didn't listen to it.
You missed that. Here's the thing. Alright. I don't like talking about race on the show. Really at all. He will tell you why. He will tell you why. Because it's like, I start talking about race and like, oh, yeah. Can't talk black, see white, can't do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. Look, I try not to talk about race in a nutshell, right? But it's hard not to when it comes to fucking Eminem, man. Because it's like, if we're being realistic about who the fuck, about M. Like,
he'd just be Tech N9ne if he was.
M would have been better off, as fucked up as this may sound, he'd have been better off ODing after the Eminem show when he was really on the drugs heavy and shit. Even better off, because then his legacy is the way he's looked at would be. I wouldn't look at him as low as I look at him now because. Megan, I thought she was talking about skip the topic. I'm like, why? This is a good topic. You talking about Meg Thee Stallion? Oh, that's sexist. You're sexist, man. You spewing toxic masculinity. You don't want to hear Meg Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Not that one. Yeah, I know. I heard it was some song she had. It was called. It was called.
She's very aggressive while talking about sucking dick. So I'm good on that.
It was changed to Pac Jones. You know how he said, I'd rather be a nigga Jones. I'd rather be an N-I-G-G.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't listen to music anymore.
That's one thing. Like, I don't like a lot of music, but I keep my ear to everything.
Yeah, I'm saying it can play, but I won't be listening to it because
anytime somebody drops something new, I don't give a fuck what genre it is. I'm looking, I go to new releases and my shit, and I start listening to every fucking album because I like to know what's going on in the world of music. I mean, but what was it? She had a, it's called Bitch. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H. Nah, just like, you know, it's cool.
It's a cool entertainer. Little song, but
it was entertainer, but it was like, it's not for me.
Most of her music isn't for me, and that's fine.
It's not supposed to be. It's females. Fine. Like, okay, like, shit, I'm not supposed to like shit. It was cool, but I was like, I'm not about to listen to that shit. But back to M. I listened to that album once time through, and this was when I was in Orlando and shit. And me and I was in that joint math and shit. Now we was laughing at some of the jumps, but it was just like, all right, click, 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 all right. It was just like a lot of shit just went here, and then the subject matter. And then even like M's content, it doesn't have fucking content. Like, he wasn't fucking talking about shit. It was just silly shit that he's been doing for the past fucking 20 years,
He's getting by with just being able to rap.
You've been doing shit since, you can't keep doing the same thing that you were doing when I was 11.
Child, yeah.
And think I'm gonna be entertained by that shit, dude. I'm not 11 anymore. I'm older than that. It's been fucking 20 years, dude. Like, you gotta grow. You gotta grow as an artist. And people's like, well, you know, the numbers. this, that, and the, no. Ebro said some shit where he said, he pretty much, you know how black people, you know, he said you gotta work five times harder, be five times smarter, do that. He tried to equate that to Eminem being in rap. He was like, Eminem being a rap cat, a white cat, he had to be five times this, no, five times that, five. I was like, no, he did not.
Eminem, when he initially came out, he was an act. Like, he was a gimmick.
No, he did not, dude. All he had to do was spit dope. Yeah. And then that was it. Yeah. He was going to take off after that. All he had to do was be a white boy that could spit. And that wasn't, like, corny like Vanilla Ice. Because they were trying to get from Vanilla Ice, because Vanilla Ice set,
yeah,
he set white rappers back way. They would have had an Eminem in the early 90s if it wasn't for fucking Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice fucked all that shit up because he made it seem all corny and gimmicky. And black people wasn't fucking with that shit.
They took the Hammer out with Ice, but they didn't know Hammer was actually a gangster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They didn't know Hammer was no real nigga. He was a gangster and a puncher in your motherfucking shit. So they was like, oh, he just doing, you know, he's dancing around. Let's get a white cat that's doing that and shit.
Right.
So Vanilla Ice set motherfuckers back, set white rappers back for years and shit. Cause you had white rappers out that were like, you know,
actually
what I mean?
Talented.
And they weren't corny, you know, like R.A. Rugged Man and shit, and then MC Search, you know what I mean? It didn't just like appeal to be, to feel corny and shit, right? And then M comes later in the 90s and shit, and he can spit. But think of the caliber of spitters that we had at the time, so he was just like, he's up there, he can spit, woo, woo, he's entertaining. And then he took off because of his numbers. And motherfuckers be always trying to say, you know, his numbers. You know, M is the greatest. That. I'm like, I put it like this. If you black and you say that you think M's a GOAT, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt of not knowing music. I won't just say, you on some blah shit. I'm gonna say, you know what? He don't know music. It's like he don't know music as extensive as I do. So maybe that's why he'll say some silly shit like that.
Maybe it connected with them on a different level then.
Man, you gotta know how to separate shit. And if you're gonna say that you think Eminem's a GOAT, you gotta give me a fucking legitimate reason why. You better say, because I did this when I was a kid and this was that and third. I remember all this. So I'm like, okay, some nostalgic shit. But if we talking on some real fucking conversational shit, rap shit, nigga, and we talking about spitting like music,
mm-hmm.
Nigga, fuck out of here, nigga. And as a lyricist, lyrically, arguably, I can probably squeeze maybe M in my top 10, maybe, right?
I think people get like blindsided by like the ability to rap and the like the content of what you're rapping about.
What you're rapping about, yeah, like because it's like, nah, if we say top 20, nigga, our top 10, just all around. Nigga, that nigga's not in my top 20 at all. Top 25? Right. No. Top 30? I don't know. Don't know. Don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I can, there's so many rappers I can start pulling from.
You gotta understand, most people don't even know 20 rappers.
They do.
Did they actually listen to?
Like, they do. And then if you don't know off the top, you got your phone right there in your hand.
Yeah, but we're talking about your top whatever, so it's your opinion, so it gotta be off of what you know already. If you ain't exposed
what to... What you talking about, like, just the top 20? Oh, yeah, of course. But I can... All right, I'm going to rattle off some names real quick. And there's no particular fucking order. I'm not going to do 20. I'm just going to try to do fucking 10. Scarface. Damn, I slowed down.
Yeah, damn.
Scarface, Lupe, Twista, Common, Corrupt. Throw Wayne just because, fuck it. Oh, mixtape Wayne. God damn it. Redman, Method Man. God damn it. I said Lupe Fiasco already.
Yeah, I
said Lupe Fiasco. See, it's harder than I thought. Cause I'm just.
Yeah, man, you struggling right now.
Corrupt. 50 Cent. Like, I just threw off some ones out there. But those are all motherfuckers. Well, I can't say Corrupt because I don't know how many albums Corrupt got. But then I would have to sit down and say it. Because, like, okay. Alright, but like. Somebody like, if I say Project Pat is better than Eminem, or I like Project Pat better than Eminem, most motherfuckers say, oh, fuck, he's not Derek Lee, I'm like, no, but album-wise, maybe he's not as nice as M. Lyrically, but album-wise, and what he's talking about content-wise, and his style of music, I'm gonna want
to
listen to him.
See, that's what I'm saying, people get an ability to rap confused with, like, how talented they are in making a song. Because, to me, like, one of my most entertaining
Ross,
rappers out.
Is. Ross is like, all right, back to now. Now, if I really think about my top 10, I got the Ross in there because
no bad albums,
doesn't have any bad albums. But his, me personally, this is how I judge artists, it's catalogs.
You don't have to say me personally when it's you talking.
I got no. I had to. Yeah, I do. Why? Because they'll think I'm just broad stroking and saying this is what it is.
No, you said that. I think
that's that a fact of a fact. No, nigga, we live in a day of society where you have to say things. You got to tell you things to the T. Our motherfuckers think it's factual of society. But Ross is better than fucking M. If you gonna sit up here and tell me you gonna listen to fucking M album over Rick Ross album, I don't know what type of nigga you is. It's just like, honestly, dude.
Look, man, I don't give a fuck about y'all preferences, to tell you the truth.
You gonna listen to Deep in the Rap over fucking what? Over whatever. Over you gonna
Eminem
pull?
Show?
What Eminem album are you gonna pull? That's the best one you can pull. Eminem
that's
show.
That's what I'm saying. That's
but
all
even
I got.
Then, even then, you're not. I'm not gonna listen to Eminem show over fucking.
You're not gonna listen to it all the way to Florida. Like, letting it run back. Like,
period. I mean, if I got the choose between fucking Deep in the Rap or the Eminem show, I'm choosing fucking Deep in the Rap.
See?
And then. M just hasn't grown, like, artistically. He's still talking about the same shit. He has a song in there called Stepdad, which is actually, it's one of the songs I remember the most, because I don't remember the fucking album. The only song though I do remember like that is the joint that he had, because it was good. It was the joint that he had with Slaughterhouse Without Joe, which isn't really Slaughterhouse. You know what I mean?
Is it isn't really?
Nah, Joe Budden's is no, it's not Slaughterhouse. You know
didn't
mean?
Lupe campaign to be the next member of Slaughterhouse though?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought I seen a tweet of his.
Lupe, Lupe's done enough with catalog wise. He has two certified classic albums. The Cool and then Food and Liquor. Two classic albums, certified.
Food and Liquor I fucked with all the way through. Well, the majority of college.
Damn, I thought I was gonna rattle off some artists too faster because I usually.
Yeah, you just went on a tangent on Eminem.
I'm high right now, so I'm using that as an excuse.
That's your excuse?
But I couldn't because I would have to think about it and pause for a second, like, but I can name, like.
I mean, you named 10, it just took you a minute.
Gotti played in the background.
But you let off strong. I have to fit him into my top 30.
Scarface.
Shit. Like, damn.
Did I say Lupe? I said Lupe, right? I already said Lupe.
Number 7, you was back to Lupe Fiasco. Like, I was like, damn.
Rayman, nothing easy. I was like, all right, they're together.
Shit, I got to go 3-1 then.
Nobody's going to argue with that one. But no, nobody's listening to But yeah, it was like, all right, fucking, because I'm tired of talking about M. I hate talking about M. I hate Eminem fans. And that's another thing.
You hate him enough to talk about him for 10 minutes?
So I'm talking about Timber. I hate fans. Like, I wouldn't even, like, be as not happy with talking about M if it wasn't for his fucking fans. You are the most ignorant, dumb, fucking racist motherfuckers.
Holy shit.
Fuck you. You don't know hip-hop. You motherfuckers don't know hip-hop. And I can say this because I don't give a fuck about M fans because they don't know hip-hop. And they the reason why it kind of why I have a disdain towards hip hop because you motherfuckers are guests and you come up in here and kick your fucking feet and act like you own this bitch.
So y'all are guests around here.
All right, that was enough of that. But yeah, this song called Stepdad. Yeah, this song called Stepdad. It's corny, but it was like, but it was funny because me and Math was like, yo, we just picture like just the motherfucking audience when he performs it on the show, like they gonna be singing that shit at the top of their lungs and. My stepdad. Like,
I never heard it, so
I should play it just, but I'm not because I have to go look through shit. But fuck all that, done. But since we're talking about to wrap it up, let's talk about two albums, two artists who are past their prime. I would say who have great ability, but in Wayne's defense, I feel like that shit was fucking older.
And yeah, I just feel like it was a throwaway he had laying around.
Just throwaway. Like, M actually fucking like,
put that together.
You know what I mean? But I'm tired of hearing certain shit. I'm like, oh shit. As this is playing, like, this Yo Gotti album seems like it's got a couple tracks, but.
This seems cool. This is decent background music.
Exactly. But as I'm saying, I don't want background music, man. I'm trying to think of the last album that. Wasn't Earth Gang. I haven't had, alright, so far in 2012, God damn, I'm going way back, so far in 2020, and that was another thing about M, dog, like, he had to drop the same week as fucking Mac Miller, like, why, you couldn't let that man have his one week, you had to drop your album the same week as him, you couldn't wait to February, nigga, like, come on, man, the nigga just died, but Mick Jenkins, like, got the best album so far.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't listened to Mac yet either. I haven't listened to music this year, really.
This ain't been on it.
Huh?
This ain't been on it.
Yeah. Well, we had this conversation anyway. I just wasn't really on the music right now.
I actually got an interesting like tidbit, but I need your advice. Well, it's not, I don't need your advice. I'm kind of getting advice for my friend and shit.
I don't know if you're bullshitting or not, but that was a terrible setup. It was not you.
I'm getting advice from my friend.
You ever smoke crack? Well, I don't smoke crack, but...
but crack, right? Announced to the world and shit, you know, they, you know, they got a blessing on the way, right? And said all these women and started hitting him up about him having a kid. I'm like,
man, that was a terrible setup.
Because they were like making him feel, they were trying to make him feel guilty and bad about some of the things, you know. So
I'll tell your friend just to be let him know, hey, it didn't work out. It worked out with this one. Moving on.
Because they, essentially they're trying to make him feel like bad, like, oh, you kept this one, but you made me get rid of that one. Like, why? Like, I don't know. What did I tell him, man?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Let him deal with it, I guess.
I guess just let him deal with it. I don't know what to say in that regard, though. But
terrible setup, nigga.
I don't know. I didn't really know how to say it, but, you know. Because yeah. I'm not going to say his name, because I don't want him. He listens to this and shit, you know. So.
Yeah, you just let him deal with it.
Let's let him deal with it. All right, you know. But I'm gonna shoot my shit off, man. You know?
Well, this is gonna be a quick one today. Yeah, damn.
Well, I guess you ain't got nothing to talk about, dude. I don't know. No, I don't want it because I don't want it to end like this, man. Because it just make it seem like I was just a angry Eminem fan hater.
Oh, that's definitely what it is.
No, I'm not though, man. Fuck all that, man.
Title of this episode: Hi, my name is.
So... Oh, okay, back. Boom, boom. Right, smack me right in my face because I was looking up this before we started talking. All right. So, you know, the Grammys were last week. Yeah, last Sunday. Nobody gave a fuck about Grammys. But, you know, Diddy gave a speech.
What?
He's pretty much saying, you know, just...
Love on people out of here?
No, that wasn't... I'm not talking about the brunch, but it was like a Grammy speech where he was talking about, just, you know, the truth about how they steal from black artists and always stolen from black artists or whatever. But I don't know. I'm just kind of paraphrasing because I don't...
I was about to say, this is your segue away from the MJ.
I'm paraphrasing.
You went right back to the topic of race and hip-hop.
Nigga, how can you... You can't, nigga, we live in America. You can't escape race in most topics, nigga. It's going to fucking pop up somewhere. I try to avoid it as much as I can.
He said, I don't like talking about race.
Because it's the fucking third round, nigga.
This next 20 minutes, it's
nothing divides the room more than race, dude.
There's no gray area.
Nothing divides the room more than race, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because even within your race, because you'll start like talking to like racial shit, like just racial.
You feel like that
race topics with another black person, and they'll say some shit.
What's that work shit? That water cooler talk. You be like, man, they even here tripping on us. And you might get that one guy. Us? What do you mean?
What do you mean us? They treat me fine.
I can't fuck with this mother.
Oh shit! That's what I'm saying. Like I don't even like.
Yes, I'm by myself in this.
Don't like feeling like. It takes me a lot to get to the feeling that another black person is cool. I even say that because I don't like using that word. Cause it's like overused and shit. Don't say unless the nigga's really that. I mean, if he does something you disagree with, then that's one thing, but...
Or a Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, same thing. Whatever. But here's the interesting part. People talking about the, you know, the Diddy shit, whatever speech he made. They're not going... I haven't really heard anybody talk about the fucking lady that came out and said how the Grammys are rigged.
Mm-hmm.
She said, fuck the shit's rigged. It's all about relationships and fucking the records, sex and shit. She's like, there'll be artists who are nominated in that category on the voting committee, like voting right on this shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's us voting on us type shit.
Like, it's rigged, so I don't know why...
They value it so much?
I don't know why black people... I want some black people in general, because fuck it. We make...
We should have put the Soul Train and the BET Awards on that pedestal where they actually gave a fuck about them. Because when artists
stop
showing up to it and everything like that. So
yeah, just have one, and you can bring it back, but just have one.
Yeah,
and,
but you need
and make it and give it something, make it worthwhile. Because also, nobody fucks with BET like that anyway. Because they're done. BET is not Bob Johnson's BET anymore. It's done, whatever. But yeah, Soul Train. But if a lot of the production be fucking shitty, it'd be like low quality. They expect you can't expect the get like big black artists and have like low quality shit, and you know what I mean? You gotta seat yourself. I don't know, man.
You said seat yourself.
Like, it'd be like low budget and shit. Like,
oh man, free drinks until we run out.
Shit, run out, yeah. Shit like that, man.
Nigga, what the fuck? Is that how the BET Awards is?
I figured that's how the BET Awards is. Hey, you niggas gotta seat yourself. Just, you don't wanna sit next to him. Yeah, just.
And no saving seats and shit.
Yeah, no saving seats. No saving seats.
You seen you put the hat on the chair, nigga. Like, go ahead and move that. We got two coming up. Like, no outside food or beverages. You gotta buy the wings from inside the spot.
But it's like, yo, black people do so much of the entertainment, which is the one of the main exports of America. Like, what do we do?
This is the only thing we really produce.
Guns. Guns and entertainment. That's all America produces. It's guns and culture. Like, we don't fucking produce nothing else. Alright, but so the Grammys and shit, Diddy made a speech. Woo, 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 woo.
I didn't forget what he was talking
about. I know, we just gonna understand you. Alright, so Mace wrote a message, I guess. Cause I seen Mace was
trending. Mace? What?
Welcome back.
They said this church shit ain't where that. They still on me, baby. Like, I'm going back to the streets.
You gonna go to Kanye's church?
What? Like, I don't know.
You wanna go to one of his Sunday services? No.
What? I mean, don't it air? Like, don't he live stream it or whatever? I don't know.
I'm joking. I was joking.
So I can get a brunch or whatever, mimosas and shit.
But
what did May say, nigga? Come on.
I gotta read it, cause I don't know. I just seen it twin it, but I glanced over it.
That's good.
I glanced over it, but I was like, okay. So I'm gonna try to paraphrase. I'm not gonna like read it verbatim.
How much is it? Goddamn.
Nigga wrote like a couple paragraphs. He said, "I heard your Grammy speech about how you are now for the artists, and about how the artists must take back control. So I'll be the first to take that initiative also."
Hold on, let me stop you for a minute. When Diddy said that shit, Diddy meant him. He said, "I need to get my money for these niggas. Fuck Mace." Who wants to hear them from the loser's view? Like, nigga, I've got you already. Shut up.
Before we ask other ethnicities to do us right, we should do us as black people.
Oh, this nigga. He sound like he's asking for money.
Especially the creators. It does sound like he's asking for money.
Nigga already got his hand out.
I heard loud and clear when you said that you are now for the artist.
I think I meant now, as of right now. Like, that old shit was last year, baby.
So my response is, if you want to see change, you must make a change today by starting with yourself.
Yeah. Like, is it Uchi Wally or One Mike, nigga? Is you a gangster or you a preacher? Like, don't come at me.
Your past business practices knowingly has continued purposely starve your artists and been extremely unfair to the very same artist that helped obtain that Icon Award on the Icon Bad Boy label. Iconic Bad Boy label. For example, you still got my publishing from 24 years ago. Damn.
Again. This on you, nigga.
Like, you know that. You know when I read that, you know, it made me think about. That 50 Cent joint when he was dissing, when he was beef with the Locks. And he was like, Puffy still owe the nigga Jadakiss Publishing. Tell that nigga Puffy I want to buy Jadakiss Publishing. Nigga, you in the red, you owe money. So you know Puffy's like, yeah, they probably had the gangster, they publish it back if they do have it back.
Yeah, then they kept running down on him, so.
Alright, hold on, what was that? Bad Boy Label, you still got my publisher. 20 years ago, 24 years ago, in which you gave me 20K. Damn, you only got 20K for his publishing? Dog, Mace got some fucking hits, dude.
I mean, that's on him.
I mean, like, this song is not a hit because they had to probably pay for the fucking jump, but he has some other jumps. But no, all Mace hits are old samples and shit. So they probably already paid the artist, and they still might get a cut. But he still should get way more money than you. Cause he got some good
20K
some songs in his 20K ain't fucking shit, dude. Alright, which makes me never want to work with, but hold up, this is what I'm saying.
Never want to work this, with you again.
Yeah, this is like the nigga had already took your publishing
before this, well before this,
well before this came out. Like, when did
when he got broke in real. Like, nigga, that's bad business on your part.
You ain't, I guess him stealing out the lowest pockets is.
He should have literally cut it right by. It should start with you. The end. He shouldn't have brought up anything that makes him look stupid.
I granted, I didn't finish reading the joke. You know what I'm saying? We still like, was I halfway through there? Pretty much halfway through that bitch and shit, but like I said, when you say I make them never, that's what I'm saying, you gotta be deliberate in what the fuck you say, especially if you write some shit. Like, nigga, when did this nigga take your publishing? When did he give you that 20K? Was it around this time?
He said 24 years ago, so it had to been what, 96?
Oh yeah, no shit, okay.
Simple math, nigga. You were.
I know I'm doing all this. Yeah, I know I'm doing all this puzzle conspiracy, like
he got you.
He shot Oswald and shit like
he got
that.
You before you were the biggest rapper ever. Cause he had a year.
I was making much work for you any artist with a duh. Alright, 20K. Which makes me never want to work with you as any artist wouldn't after you, someone who's robbing you and tarnishing your name, and you don't want to comply with his horrendous business model.
Puff wouldn't work with him, is the whole deal.
However, people ask, what's up, Mace? So I'll still be forceful for him. I look crazy when I do peanuts. Alright, yeah, he's just sounding like he's crying now, because I'm just. Alright, hold on, no. Let me. I kind of want to
read
this
Christ,
joke. Jesus Christ, I seen the end. I was like, hold up, because I skipped down. Alright, hold on, let me just try to skip through this joke. Say something, man. Keep the air joke space thing. I'm trying to skip.
Back with Puff.
Talk about reverting back to the old him. Like, what did you say?
So that's what I'm saying. Is it Uchi Wally on one mic, baby?
Yeah, exactly. I'm
like, now you talking this street shit. I heard of Mace been gone. You've been smiling, looking pretty in the cameras for years.
Nigga, I remember one interview with the nigga Mace. And the nigga was like, they was like backstage, and then he was like sitting in the shower stall or something. But he was talking, they were interviewing him. I was like, man. I said, that nigga killed some people. The way he was talking in his eyes. And this is like, he was just.
I mean, realistically, he was a street
nigga. Like, yeah, sometimes you just gotta let niggas know that you serious. Want to know how serious life can be. I'm like, yo, this nigga's a killer for me.
When a nigga work, it can end at any moment into his conversation. Life can end at any moment. You know that nigga didn't murder somebody before.
Anytime that's brought up in the conversation, then, yeah.
It's like, wait, nigga, who was talking about that?
I don't want to die. Oh, why are you saying this? What's up? Where's the Kevin Hart hate come from, man?
I was talking to you on the phone the other day. Like, whatever that dude says, it's always, like, not even controversial what he actually said. It's just the fact that it's coming from him.
You know, I think that people.
People dislike, hate people that are successful.
And they feel like his success wasn't
warranted or whatever. That nigga been grinding forever.
Yeah. But don't be mad because he got big.
If you don't know his story, how can you get mad at it?
Yeah, don't be mad because he got big at a time and y'all didn't catch him. That's my example of catching Wayne when he was Wayne as opposed to when they caught him. They didn't catch Kevin Hart when he was. When Kevin Hart became Kevin Hart, the famous motherfucker, it wasn't when he was.
Dead.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Motherfuckers that were around
with
was like,
with your chest and shit.
Yeah, when people saw him, they be like, damn, this nigga gonna make it.
Yeah. like Paper Soldiers, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, nigga, this nigga talented. Like, this nigga gonna be somebody.
This little nigga funny. And then at the Paper Soldiers, it made me want to go see his stand-up. And I was like, oh.
And then, what's the movie he did with, when he was had the bunny or whatever? It was a big movie, but it just didn't do well. Like, Matthew McConaughey was in it. They were on an island or some shit. He was like a drug lord or some shit like that.
I don't remember that shit.
You gotta go back. I mean, it's not a good movie, but he still did well in his role.
I don't even remember that joke. Like,
he was in a movie with Matthew McConaughey, like late 2000s, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
It was what the fuck? Oh shit, that's
yeah. A major movie.
Cause it was like after
Fool's Gold, I think it's called.
Okay, I don't think I watched that one. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Cause it was like after Soul Plane, then
2008 came out.
He started blowing up, like his stand-ups became popular.
It was Big Bunny on Soul. I mean, Fool's. I was about to say Soul Plane or.
Let's just say Big Bunny.
Yeah, Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey and some white lady.
Big.
What's the white lady named? Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
She sounded like she did a lot of white movies. Working the
Never Getting Old Kanye back. But this thing, it's a lot of dope. It's a lot of dope ass young artists out there. Motherfuckers don't even know. So whatever. Freddie Gibbs had like the best project last year. Earth Gang shit was dope. Yeah, him and Madlib. Madlib fucking amazing. Earth Gang shit was dope. Earth Gang came out last year too, so that was like end of the year. It was a lot of dope projects came out last year.
Y'all niggas ain't finding good music because you ain't looking for it.
Yeah, you're not looking for it, man.
You listening to the radio trying to find your
Stop putting all this pressure on these older artists to keep doing shit they used to do. Let them grow.
It ain't fair.
Let them grow, man.
It ain't fucking fair. And leave Roddy Ricch alone. Let the box do what it's going to do. Yeah, I just heard it for the first time a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I screenshotted it and everything. I meant to make a tweet. It was like, all right, this is your slap.
I see what Young Thug was like. Yeah, I need before it died with that real quick, cause it does sound like it's gonna be Thug, but it's like if we gonna say it, we gonna say it sound like Thug, we might say it sound like Wayne.
Yeah,
because this is the what the kids say nowadays. This is a bop right here, huh? But, oh yeah, that's what I gotta do. We gonna wrap it up. We're gonna end this shit.
Alright, no structure as always. This episode.
I gotta do my word. Go ahead, say what you about to say.
I'm about to just
say. You about to talk some shit?
Yeah, about the episode. What we got?
Alright, let me find my word again. So I had like
this is
a
his, word segment.
Explain it.
So we was using what? Merriam-Webster?
One of the dictionaries. We use some of the dictionaries, none of the dictionaries.
We work through a word. He gives the definition and we try to figure out what the fuck it is. Yeah. Essentially, right?
Essentially. But it's not always just like definition. It could be like a disorder or
Symptom
or some whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
It's trying to figure out what the word is.
Pretty much essentially. Alright, I gotta find the other one because I like that one better. But I'll read the first definition, then you'll tell me what it is. But this shit is so fucking, this is what I'm saying, like the Google ones, it'd be like
generic and broad.
It'd be generic as fuck, yo. Like the words be, oh shit, that's why it's like, it was the same. So I try to find like the fucking, the Oxford Dictionary ones and the Merriam-Webster shit. But yeah, this album's actually pretty good. Like sonically, this shit's good. Like really, it's really good.
Actually, listen to it then.
It's old now. What? It's not fucking old.
I know, right?
I hate when people say it's like it's just old. Like nigga, it came out.
Contents drop so frequently now.
Like it came out like how many months ago? It's not old, nigga. But damn, I lost my train of thought. I was going over word, right?
God damn.
Alright, fuck it. I'm gonna go back to the other word and I'm just gonna use goddamn.
I'm about to start forcing you to be sober like I am. What is motherfucker?
Nigga, I ain't drank nothing. I'm just high. Alright.
Which is your sober side.
Which, alright, you should be able to get this. Alright, people at home should be able to get this. But this is. And the reason why we have the word segment is because we use words all the fucking time. Or we don't use words all the time.
Don't know the meaning.
You know you fucking meaning. And we misinterpret words and shit.
Incorrectly.
And this is a word I feel like
incorrectly meaning.
We always misinterpret. So tell me if you think you know what this is. Close familiarity or friendship. Closeness. Close familiarity or friendship.
Are you using a word we already went over though? Alright.
We went over it off the mic, but but you know it.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Tell them what it is.
It's intimacy.
Now, when you usually think of intimacy, what the fuck do you think?
Most people, just because the way it's used, it's romantic shit between a man and a woman. Or man and man, or woman and woman. I ain't judging.
Our transmission and the transmission. Our trans person with a trans person, our trans woman with a man, our a trans
man with a woman,
man, our trans man with a woman, our. Damn, I started confusing myself as I was going along. I was just joking though, but I really did start getting confused. But
the joke actually got you.
The joke got me confused and shit because I was like, damn, what place was I in? But yeah, that's what intimacy is.
Niggas can't be slipping. That shit's funny, dog. These niggas call me slipping. What's okay? So what? I was wrong. And like, yes, I was hiding a little boy. So
like, yes, nigga, I was hiding a whole child, nigga. And so what? But that's what intimacy is. It's just closeness. Our
I forgot it.
Essentially, it's closeness.
Yeah, intimacy is being close with any individual.
So
we just dropped the intimate ass podcast right here.
But think about how that sounds.
Yeah, I mean,
and this is why I like the word segment. It's because it's how we interpret shit. I mean, that's what it really means. But if it was like, yeah, if I post like, yeah, me and E just had an intimate ass session.
You had to stop what you were saying at first, make sure you didn't say it and sounded gay.
Like, I don't give a fuck you niggas think I'm gay or not. But I just would, with certain conversations, I just don't want to be like, this nigga's just being just nasty with it. The state of being intimate or familiarity. That's what intimacy is. Something of a personal
next
or private
word
nature.
Will be toxic, because y'all niggas overuse it. Like, I'm tired of it.
Fucking right.
We're going to change the word toxic to future.
That's what we should do, yo.
But here's the thing, man. There's no way in hell this dude can be as terrible as they say, because no one's complaining.
He said he I don't even live with the fuck I'll be rapping about. So shit, if you think about him being a womanizer and shit, like,
yeah, I believe that.
To a certain extent, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's a terrible human.
I think he's just a trauma nigga, and bitches like that shit. Because the brat said she was like, oh, I was with Fusion. Nigga, I see what they talking about. Nigga got me pregnant. The nigga's just a charming ass nigga. Just like, yeah. Bitches like tall dudes. Bitches like dudes with money. Bitches like charming niggas.
All the above.
And Future probably checks off in those lot of categories. So obviously,
I need enough money where I'm attracted to women. Like,
money makes you attractive.
I swear, because Moneybagg Yo look like a motherfucking nigga off of Bob's Burger, cause he got the weakest chin in the game, baby. Like, his chin's like mad smooth.
But he doesn't look like a small nigga, so he doesn't seem like a nigga you was
with. You always think he's tall or something?
Like, I see money. He look like he used to play fucking D line or some shit. Like, high school or something.
Size the nigga up, like.
Nigga, like, I always size niggas up, like, oh.
He a D1 nigga.
Not that I be checking him out, no shit like that. Like, oh, this nigga, fight nigga, maybe.
They got a brick in there.
Oh no, it's Foo Fighters. Something. That was definitely
a brick though.
Nah, he was putting some coffee in there.
Nah, on top of a brick.
No, what I like doing is watching old rock videos and listening to shit like this. Like, listen to Future and watch the Foo Fighters video, and it's just funny. Entertainment instantly. Go ahead and wrap this shit up. Told you guys what intimacy is. It's not as bad. It's not. You ain't gotta be fucking nobody. You ain't gotta be fucking nobody. Yeah, I fuck nobody. That's what intimacy is. Don't necessarily mean fuck. Just you and another person sharing a personal or private moment. Whatever that is. So
I think you young people call it vibes. Some shit
vibes.
Like,
that's what it is. Vibes is a thing. Vibes is something we was using, nigga. We just know, use man. It different.
Yeah.
It's like, come
vibe
on.
Vibe into this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
bitch, don't kill my vibe. Like, that's from our generation. So it's like,
they want to act like everything's new and everything's happening for the first time. Like, nigga,
we did that. We do that too. We did that too. I'm pretty sure the generation before us did that too.
Look at these niggas. Look at these young niggas. So the progression of being
everything just circles back around. Like,
so you just progressively get like mad at young people.
Certain people maybe, because they feel jaded. But me, I don't give a fuck. I the only thing I would say to a person
that was a brick of cocaine. You see him tripping. I'm telling you, he made him coffee, and it was a brick in a filter, and she pulled the coffee beans.
I gotta go ahead and watch this shit.
We listen to music and watching old ass MTV classic videos at the same time.
But nah, I don't give a fuck with a young person. The only thing I would say is, if you young nigga, I can't tell you shit. One thing, I can't tell you shit. I ain't no fucking judge. I can't judge nobody. I got all my flaws, and I'm gonna continue to have flaws.
Yeah, last time I got judged, you got 2 years.
What I can say is, whatever you do, try to learn as much. Especially with this hip hop shit. Any young motherfucker that's trying to get this shit, man, Learn this shit, man, and fucking have an appreciation for the art form.
But you get new artists.
And the culture.
You got new artists like, I think it was Uzi that said it. Correct. I mean, I could be wrong. Just insert young artists here. They literally was like, nigga, I saw these niggas making money and I wanted money too. Started rapping.
So I can't blame you, but my nigga, it's like, if you, all right, either you winning some money or you not. You can do both. You can do both. You can do both.
You're here for.
Because you can make art and still get money. Because those, you have examples. I can show you guys examples. Yeah. Point out of J. Cole. He makes art, but he still gets money. I mean, Crip. Man, I'll be as big as J. Cole. Let's believe that nigga's making money. He's making art. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be famous? Or do you want, like, what do you niggas want? Because a lot of niggas just want to be famous.
And be seen. Just
and be seen. Because
want the notoriety.
Do you want money, nigga, or you want to be famous? Because I don't know why any motherfucker want to be famous, nigga.
That shit seems so stressful.
It seems so fucking just. They gonna pull some shit that you said. All right, you. All right, for y'all cast.
Go back on the Kevin Hart thing. They went back and found this shit that nigga said, what, 8 years ago?
And it was in a joke. Now he
and he was making a joke about his son, his hypothetical son.
And people made it so personal to them. They was like, I remember when my father.
It's like, well, nigga, maybe he didn't bust you over the head with a Barbie house, like, whatever the fuck the joke was.
But it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, fame, dog. That, you know what? That's gonna be the next. That's a whole next episode. We're gonna talk about fucking fame and why anybody would want to be fucking famous. Cause it just. Alright, for a male perspective, you want to be seen. Nigga, if you got money, you gonna get pussy, dog. I don't fuck. You don't need fame to get pussy. For the niggas, for the hell of males out there.
Start talking about it. Who comes on again? Reverend Future.
Reverend Future. For the hell of males out there, for you guys who just, you know what I mean, you in it for the pussy and shit.
And that shit gets old, so you'll grow eventually. But
pussy, I don't feel pussy, so. But
I'm saying the desire to get a bunch of pussy.
You get
bunch of women, yeah.
You show your world sort of eventually. Like, you stop. I think, I ain't gonna say out, because everybody's different, but a lot of guys just stop counting.
I'm 31. Maybe you get a resurgence, lazy. You want to start doing it again. But
I don't know. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. But you don't, my thing is, you don't need fame to have fucking women or men or whatever. Yo, God, the fuck
he said she gonna go and fucking broke, nigga.
She gonna go and fucking broke, nigga. That was the realest line. That one, and that wasn't even a line, nigga. That was him talking at the end of the track. That one part right there was like, oh, this is the most grown man shit.
Not even too.
It, like, discredited. I ain't even, like, I forgot about the whole way, Joe.
A woman selling pussy is fucking somebody for free.
Like the niggas, because niggas be like, I ain't gonna buy fucking stuff, I'm gonna buy a bitch a bag. Like,
yeah, she gonna fuck a broke nigga anyway.
And I seen it, I'll be like, nigga, I'm gonna be like, this nigga is fucking, how you fucking her? She got so much, how you fucking her? Women, like, you can't tell what a woman tell her what the fuck, like. Here's the thing, nobody gets, no dude out there, I'm sorry, buddy, you're not getting pussy. She's giving it to you. She's giving it to him.
The other aspect of that, if you're getting it on the other spectrum, you're raping this bitch. So.
Yeah, exactly.
She's offering you pussy. You're not convincing her. You're not swindling her.
You're not gaming
it's
her.
Nothing
no.
You did to motivate this woman to give you pussy. She already decided that.
Unless she has, like, some kind of mental issues, then you fucking a slow girl, so you should feel stabbed with yourself.
You took that away left.
I took that away left, right? But nah, you don't get pussy. It's given to you. It's given to you.
You can earn it.
Earn it.
But she's not just giving it to you.
You earn it like a credit score, buddy.
You can work your way towards some pussy. But they don't just give it to you.
It's not just something that's given to you, man.
It ain't handing out lightly. Let's just say that. For most women, I don't know about all. So.
Well, that is unless you're not even take it there. Not even take it there. No rape jokes, because rape is not funny. Unless
you keep saying unless.
Unless is no, I don't even fuck. Go look. Tell a rape joke to somebody and tell them and see. All right, tell a rape joke to 10 people and about a woman, and then I'm gonna laugh. Tell a rape joke to 10 people about a man getting raped.
Yeah.
I guarantee these 5 of them laugh.
He said nothing better than surprise sex in the morning unless you're in jail.
That's funny. That's funny. People don't take man rape serious.
Not at all.
And then you gotta also think, because there's a lot of niggas out there not reporting it.
Yeah.
If you got raped, you gonna go report that shit. And I ain't saying you gotta be raped by
definition.
I ain't saying you gotta be raped by a man. It could be by
definition,
by a woman.
Yeah, because that's what I'm gonna say. Like, a woman. You sleep and a woman just has sex with you while you're asleep. But I think definition is penetration, though. You can't, a woman can't penetrate you. I mean, she technically can.
She's forcing you to penetrate her, though.
I think that's like sexual misconduct. It's, I think it carries 60 hours of community service.
And then, mostly, like, oh, hey, she can rape me all she wants to. I'm like, they be saying, the teachers be like, oh man, where the fuck was she at? When I was like, you would want to get molested by an older bitch? Like, as I was young, I would be thinking, like, oh, I was. But at the same time, I'm like, my mind wasn't there. That bitch would have been able to manipulate me.
She was running game on you, yeah.
She would have been able to manipulate me, dude. And, like, take me all kinds of places and shit. And make me, this is something I might have not been. You know what I'm saying? So, it's not cool when a 20-something-year-old fucks a 13-year-old boy and shit. It's not cool.
Cause in high school I would have thought I was able to be like,
I thought that physically I could, but mentally
this is a grown fucking woman. Like,
she's sharper than me. She's gonna chop me up, especially if I don't have anybody older than me around me that
to guide you through it.
Yeah, to guide me and gave me and shit. She'd chop me the fuck up. But there's double
extreme double standard.
And nobody gives a fuck about man rape. How many guys you think report actually getting raped?
I actually knew people that were fucking teachers, though.
I did, too. I'll snitch. I'll even say the school at Westlake High School.
This nigga's cool.
From the years of 2002 to 2006. Not going to say what department they teach there, but somebody was fucking.
I had allegations, so. Like, why that nigga always in her classroom?
This nigga don't even be in. He ain't even in this grade no more.
Like, what's he doing in the freshman teacher's classroom?
I don't know what song the nigga walked in there. He made that shit blatantly obvious. I was like, whoa. Like, you can tell she was. It was one of those days where she was like, nigga, you not like this right now?
Like, but anyway, moving along here.
Yeah, we don't get too much of this shit. Like, they ain't gonna fucking convict a white woman for. Oh, I said, that's a white woman. Nothing's gonna happen to her.
Hey, but we're out in it, man. As always, this has been that guy Eric X, along with TAG, aka Aaron the Misfit.
2AG today, baby. That nigga Aaron the Misfit somewhere else. This is how 2AG sounds.
It sounds like Hulkamania or some shit.
Yeah, brother. Man, this is one jump. Fuck it. It's in the South Park, and it was a fucking the episode. It was like it was pretty much Randy Macho Man Savage, and he said, "Yeah, I just transitioned." She's like a woman and shit. Yeah, I just transitioned. 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to talk about some ass kicking.
I said this like 2 years ago.
No, this shit just came. This episode, this last season.
Oh my god,
that's just. I'm not found put on the episode.
I'm gonna check that shit out. Yeah.
That's just fucking.
But again, man, this has been that show about nothing. We ain't got no outro, so.